Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Bei mir im Studio sitzt ein junger Australier, der in seinem Heimatland schon große Fanscharen begeistert. Hier in Europa ist aber noch ein nahezu unbeschriebenes Blatt. Das wollen wir ändern, auch indem wir mit ihm über seine neue, bereits vierte LP Silence Win sprechen, die auch in Deutschland veröffentlicht werden wird. Allerdings erst Ende April, Anfang Mai. Wir quatschen mit Kim über die Tatsache, dass er für diese LP zum ersten Mal mit einem Produzenten arbeitete. Wir finden heraus, warum es manchmal nötig ist, sich an seinem Instrument ein bisschen zurückzuhalten und nicht alles zu spielen, was man spielen kann. Und wir besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Kim Churchill.
Hello.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really well.
Welcome to Flux FM. How are you doing? How's traveling been?
Traveling's been good. I've been back in my own country, Australia, for this summer there or the last couple of months. It's been great, but it's nice to be back overseas and exploring new places.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting to explore Europe, or you've started exploring Europe like a year or a year and a half ago.
Must
feel strange though, because in Australia, almost everybody knows you already, and now you have to start from scratch.
It's a little bit like that, but it's beautiful. I think it's the most exciting part of touring is when nobody knows who you are, so you can
convince the people.
You get to meet new people. You get to play small places, little bars, and that's really cool. I like it.
Instead of the big festival stages.
You got to see it all. You know, it's lovely, especially if you play to like five people and you know, none of them know who you are. That's almost the coolest gig, I think.
If you get them in the end, it's really morning,
yeah,
right?
If you get them.
Yeah. Cool. So congratulations on the Silence Win LP. You've recorded the LP with a pretty famous producer. He's called Warren Livesey. I don't know if that's pronounced right.
Yeah.
He had previously produced bands like Midnight Oil, Sinead O'Connor, Hooverphonic, and many, many, many more. What was the reason for you to get into the studio with a producer this time? Because your first LPs were done without one. You've done them on your own, right?
Yeah. I think in the beginning I was very interested in being organic, like being myself. And I thought that a producer would wreck that or something.
Polish it.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was maybe a different way to think because finally I was time to work with a producer and I worked with Warren and it was an amazing experience because I was more myself than I could be otherwise.
That's what a good producer might do.
It was quite liberating because I just focused on playing and I didn't focus on what it sounded like, and that was great.
Cool. And I've read that your father's pretty proud of the fact that you produced with this guy because he's a huge Midnight Oil fan. Is that true?
He's a big Midnight Oil fan, yeah.
And that's something nice to have as a musician, that you please your family sometimes.
Exactly.
And go like, see, I've made Mom and Papa. I've produced with Warren Livesey. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you can stop worrying.
Yeah.
I told her I didn't need to go to university.
I've read it as well that while making the album, you've kind of realized that the ability to play a lot on an instrument does not necessarily always mean that you have to play a lot. So you kind of like discovered the good old principle, less is more, when it comes to playing guitar.
Yes.
How did that happen? Was it the producer's influence on you, or did you realize yourself that less is more sometimes?
I think it was, and especially just playing for the enjoyment of others, playing for other people to enjoy it. I think when I was younger, I was more trying to really impress people with lots of fancy guitar playing and stuff. And then I started wanting to write a good song and move the audience a bit more. And slowly I started getting rid of more of the complicated stuff.
Sure. But I mean, it takes some balls to simplify your music, especially when you can play a lot. You have to simplify it. You have a lot of... It takes a lot of balls, I really think so.
Thanks, it's a bit scary, I think.
But, I mean, the result speaks for itself. We're going to be listening to the album here in Germany from April on, or from the beginning of May. It's going to come out here eventually. But
I know you guys have been playing it early on.
Yeah. We are like the avant-garde radio station.
Yeah, there you go, the pioneers.
Yeah, it sounds a bit high-nosed when I say that myself, but, you know...
We'll pretend somebody else said it.
Yeah, I've read somewhere that we're the avant-garde radio.
Yeah, I read
that
too.
Like that. Now, you brought your beautifully handcrafted acoustic guitar from Australia with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you wanted to play us a song. Which song are we going to be listening to?
I'm going to play a song called Canopy.
Okay. Can you give me like a few more seconds so I can start the good old fake tape machine here? Because I want to record your performance, man.
Oh, cool.
I want to listen to it again. over and over again.
Oh, now you're putting pressure on me now.
Under pressure, ding-ding-ding-ding. King Churchill auf Flux FM mit einer Live-Performance. Song title again?
Canopy.
Canopy. For Kim Churchill! Woo! And you hear the reaction of the people in the back! That was nice, thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
Beautiful performance. Now, you've been touring Australia with Billy Bragg, right?
Actually, funnily enough, everywhere but Australia.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, no, we did North America and we also did Europe and the UK.
And have you sat down and watched Billy Bragg perform every night? Because I can imagine as a guy who performs on his own with a guitar, you can learn a lot from Billy Bragg, right?
I did. I think I learned more from Billy Bragg than any other artist I've ever watched perform. And I think every night I watched.
Yeah. So you can tell your parents that you've been to the Billy Bragg University, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
University of Life with Professor Billy Bragg.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's something Professor like that, Billy. Right? Yeah. Professor Billy.
Yeah.
So as your LP has been out in Australia for quite a while now, are you already composing for LP number 5 maybe?
Yeah. I've got about 30 songs.
What?
Yeah, that I'm working through and I don't know. I tend to write a lot of material and then just kind of be very picky about whatever gets heard by anybody.
Sure.
But it's coming together.
Cool. And you're going to work with a producer again? Was that a good experience?
Yeah. I'll be working with Warren again.
Oh, actually. See.
Yeah.
Partner in crime was found.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds so good to me, my man. And when are you going to come back to Germany to promote your album or to play some live shows? Because I've heard about the live shows that they are quite amazing, that you incorporate a loop pedal and things.
Yeah, there's a big kind of one-man band set up. Yeah. I think I'm going to be back in May.
Okay, cool.
I think that's the general idea.
Yeah, sounds good to me. The manager's saying that's all right. That sounds all right to him as well. So we'll see you again in May. But before I send you back on the road, I want to listen to another song, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Cool. You got to tune your guitar a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to do
it. Yeah, just do that. Kim Churchill. Stimmt im Hintergrund die Gitarre? Ein Geräusch, das viel zu selten gesendet wird auf Lux FM. Und ein Geräusch, das von der hohen Professionalität des Künstlers in meinem Studio zeugt. Gibt ja viele, die stimmen erst ja nicht, spielen einfach drauf los. Und dann ist es schon zu spät im Radio. Aber Kim Churchill hier, oh, that's close enough for jazz, I would say.
that's actually Warren, the producer's favorite saying.
Really?
Close enough for jazz. Yeah, I've never heard it before, so that's funny. You're the only other person I've ever heard say.
See? I've been into studios once as well, and that's what they said there always. When I tuned the guitar, they're like, close enough for jazz.
Let's
record this shit. Kim Churchill, also nochmal live, which song is it going
to
be now?
This is a song called Window to the Sky.
Let's go for it.
Much to say, and isolation is quite a way to deal with this mess. Falling at my feet, I knew my time was gone, and I was alone. And I'm sick again of me. What can I do for you? And what do you want? What do you love? Turn my window to the sky. Turn my window to the sky. I've fallen down, I thought I had it all wrapped up inside my head. Eyes instead, falling at my feet. I knew my time was gone and I was alone. And I'm sick again of me. What can I do for you? And what do you want? What do you love? Somebody's hand, that I deserved it and someone would understand, but I just seem to break the people that I find, and all the people that I find, and all the people. my feet, I knew my time was gone and I was alone.
Oh, Kim Churchill, once again live auf Flux FM. Bravo, 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 bravo. Applause, applause, applause. I got goosebumps all over my body, my man. That was a beautiful performance of Window to the Sky.
Thank you.
Another song that can be found on the Silence Wind LP in Germany from May on. Available from May on.
Yep.
I can promise that
now.
And I want to have you back into the studio when you come back to Berlin the next time. We got to have more of this, Kim.
Yes.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting you.
I'd be happy to come back.
Yeah, you know where we are right now? You just come in, you start playing without asking. Just.
I'll play at the door, and then if you want to let me in, you can.
Yeah, I will. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Best of luck for all your plans in the next month, and as soon as the record's out, and as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you come and visit us again.
We'll see you again. Cheers.
Bye-bye.